Welcome. And are you young people here today? You're going to be hearing about the love of Christ for you. He really loves you. Amen. So if you listen out, you're going to hear some lovely things about his love for you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're beginning with Ephesians 3 and verse 16. That he, that's God the Father, would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. I mean, the Father is rich in glory. Praise God. And he's looking to have you and me strengthened on the inside. Is that good? Strengthened. He's about having you strengthened through his Spirit in the inner man. So God the Father, he's rich in everything glorious. And from his glory, he wants you strengthened with power through his Spirit at the very center of your being. Now, the question is, how is this going to happen? Well, a good question to ask. Beginning of the next verse, 17, gives you the answer, that Christ, he's whom the Father wants to strengthen us with in our inner being. Amen, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. The original language says, having been rooted and having been founded in love. Soon as you got born again, anyone here born again? Praise God. As soon as you got born again, you were put into the strong foundation of Christ. As soon as you got born again, your roots went down deep into Christ. And so you realize, wow, I've got a different life. I've got a changed life because of what you've done through this new birth, Father. Amen. You see, it's through faith. God the Father gives you the truth, and then he gives you the faith to believe it. Is that right? Is it wonderful? We're not trying to drum up the faith. He gives you the truth, and he says, here's the faith to believe it as well. And so you find yourself believing what Christ, who Christ is and what he's done for you. Amen. So Christ Jesus himself is God's strength to us. Christ Jesus himself is God's power to us, whom he has put you deep into and whom he has built you strongly upon for your security and strength. It's all in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not a feeble, wobbly, blown around type person by life circumstances. No, I'm strengthened with power in my innermost being by Christ himself, the solid rock who holds me solidly with him. He says, my kingdom shall not be shaken. Is Christ wobbling round the place because of some government directives that have come through? No, he's totally solid, unchanging, immovable rock. And so he wants you built solidly on the inside, on himself that can hold you steady in all things. Look at verse 19. To know the excelling love of Christ. The excelling. The excellence. The excellence. All the excellence of the love of Christ. See, young people, this is all for you. The love of Christ, his love, right in the middle of you, Christ Jesus living when you come to him, and that love keeps you steady and safe and secure. It's wonderful. To know the excelling love of Christ, which passes knowledge. We've been looking how it's not head knowledge. No, this is knowledge by the Spirit. This is the work of God. You can only know Christ if he opens your understanding to know him. You can't just come and know him. He has to do a marvelous work in you. And so this is This is knowing the excellence of the love of Christ by the power of his Spirit that's at work in us. Look at the end of the verse 19. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. See, it's the love of Christ that fills me with all the fullness of God. See, wonderful. I'm not trying to be full. I don't leak. No. He fills me with Christ who's full. I'm eternally full. The question is, will I receive it by faith? Do I go by my feelings? Do I go by the circumstances around me? Or do I go by the truth that says I'm filled with the love of Christ and all the fullness of God? See, the true Christian life is a celebration of everything you've received, not some stuff you're trying to get. No, it's a celebration of everything. Once you've received Christ, you've received everything. The scripture says that Christ is all. That's sufficient for me. Now, Christ is all and in all. Filled with the love of Christ, you're filled with all. In all. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. So the person who's strong in their inner man is the one with Christ at the center of them, who actively know his love beyond any doubt. The one who knows the Christ Jesus at the center of them beyond any doubt. They're the ones that are held in this secure position that's God-given, not earned. We heard this morning it's all freely given. And that love of Christ fills them with all the fullness of God, who is love. Wonderful. Now, we're going to ask a question here this morning. Do I have to come up to a special standard in order to be filled with all the fullness of God? Is it a sort of an inner circle of ones who are particularly close to Jesus? Can we? Is it sort of thing where you say, well, I can see it all in him, or I can see it all in her, but it's not in me? You see, it's a total misunderstanding of the truth. The power of Christ's love, it's not for a few special saints. The scripture says that we might have power together with all the saints to grasp height, depth, length, width of this immense love of Christ. Here's where the scripture says, in answer to, is it some special people? To as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the children of God. To whoever received Christ. I mean, I said, praying the other day, I said, Christ, count me in. Count me in on this deal. I receive it, Lord. I'm delighted to receive it. I'm delighted to be on the receiving end of what you freely offer me. Here's another scripture to see if this is for some special people or not. God so loved the world that he gave his only beloved son, that whosoever, in other words, any Tom, Dick, or Harry, whosoever, it's freely on offer to the whole world, the whole price is paid for you to receive. It's not for special people, it's whosoever. If you can see yourself as included in the whosoever, you're there. Praise God. Praise God. It's wonderful. Now we're going to have a brief look at Christ's love in action. Because what we're going to see here is that his love is given to them most undeserving. No, it's given to the most undeserving, his love. And we're going to have a look at this together till we see the wonderful nature of Christ's love at work. So we're looking at the crucifixion of Christ when he was on the cross. Here's what the soldiers did. They put a crown of thorns on his head and beat that into his head with sticks. They spat at him. They mocked him. They whipped him. They nailed him to the cross and they left him hanging in agony for 6 hours. What do you reckon they deserved? Here's what they got. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." These are the ones who had just crucified him. Who the ones you'd say, well, Lord, they ought to be blasted away forever if you and I were in charge of the universe. We'll strafe them and we'll have the earth swallow them up. Jesus, I mean, you get an insight to the tenderness of this love here. He's in agony. He's in total agony himself. But you see, nothing can stop the love of Christ. No, nothing can stop it. He, out of his tender concern for them, out of his tender love for them, who hated him, spat at him, nailed him, beat him, crucified him, and mocked him, came his love to them. He gave his love to them, his forgiveness to them. I mean, does that give hope to you and me? Praise God, who we love him, and we're doing our very best to follow him. Praise God. When the centurion and those who were with him, this is a whole troop of soldiers, saw the earthquake and the things that happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." I mean, the whole company of them got saved here. They saw Christ as the Son of God because the love of Christ was reaching out to them who hated him. He saw their state, and he brought them to a wonderful salvation that their eyes were opened and they could see, truly, this is the Son of God. Was that wonderful? Praise God. This love of Christ cannot be turned off. Man's sin will not turn off the love of Christ. Man's sin arouses the love of Christ to come and help, to deliver from out of the situation that they're in. Christ didn't want them going away from the cross guilty. He wanted them going away loved and forgiven. Wow. We get some idea of the extent of the love of Christ. Remember, two were crucified with him, two thieves, one on either side. One crucified next to Christ said, "We indeed justly are condemned, for we received the due reward of our deeds." But he said, "This man has done nothing wrong." He saw the innocence of Christ. He saw something so special in the love of Christ. Then he said to Jesus, "Lord," he received him as Lord, "remember me when you come into your kingdom." See, there was a sign on the top of the cross, wasn't it? Jesus, King of the Jews. And so he says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, this day you will be with me in paradise." Glory to God. From the midst of the hatred and the hostility, his love is reaching out to all those who are present. What would he do for us? What would he do for us who are looking to live close to him? Who are looking who have received him? What would he do for us? The Apostle Paul says, "Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing shall be able." Glory to God. No one deserves or can work for this love. It's free gift, undeserved, cannot be worked for, and it all comes through Christ. Is it wonderful? We're going to look at some phrases in Ephesians 5. And this is where the love of Christ is shown to us like a perfect marriage. Christ the husband as the bride. And so we're looking at some ways that his love is expressed to us, that we might know how this love is expressed to us through Christ. So Ephesians 5:23 says, Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. What's the church? The church is anyone who comes to Christ. That's what the church is. Glory to God. He's called out ones. Doesn't matter whether you're Jew, Gentile, slave, free. Doesn't matter what any of that is. It's whether you've received him is the deal. So Christ, as head of the church, he's the savior of the body. His love as savior protects you. His love as savior heals you. His love as savior makes you whole. His love as savior provides for you. All this is in the word salvation. Our task is to see him as the one who protects me. See him as the one who heals me. See him as the one who provides everything for me. Can you see it? It's when we see Christ as he truly is, and not as circumstances or feelings are dictating to us, but we see him as the Holy Spirit declares him to be Savior of the body. Wow. His love is offering the protection, the healing, the provision. It's all on offer continually from him. Praise God. Verse 25, Ephesians 5, second part of the verse. Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Christ loves to give, not to take. He's not looking to take anything. He's looking to continually give to us. Open-handed, generous giving, that's Christ. At work on the inside of us, continually giving of himself to us. Praise God. What is Christ giving from his love? Verse 26. That he might sanctify. Now, that's a powerful word. This is coming out from his love. To sanctify means to separate you out to himself. I was thinking about this word. See, it's very, very powerful. If you're in the midst of some confusion and some muddle and some challenging things and some difficult things, Christ comes along and he cuts you out of all of that. And he says, you come to me out of it all. It's a powerful word. He sanctifies us. He cuts us out of all the trouble. Because see, if we stay in the trouble and we stay in the circumstances, we stay looking at all those things, they overwhelm us and overtake us and we're gone. Can you see it? So he cuts us out. He says, you come to me, all you who labor, troubled, heavy laden. I'll give you the rest. Can you see it? This is his powerful word. So you and I find yourself worrying, being anxious about some things, and then Christ comes to the rescue, and you think, no, he cuts me out to himself. Hallelujah. I can draw aside to him. Look at what he does, the rest of the verse there. He cleanses her, that's his bride, that's you and me. He cleanses her with the washing of water by the word. It's wonderful. He speaks to me through his word, that which will wash and refresh and encourage me. Is it wonderful? Cuts you out, draws you aside. And then he refreshes you and cleanses you and blesses you. I mean, don't feel good after you've had a shower. You see, we come to Christ and he does all the inward refreshing and washing and cleansing so that you're free. You're living free in all that he wants to give. These are the expressions of his love here that are expressed by the Holy Spirit. As I read the word, just look at some portions of scripture, read some of the Psalms, read some of the accounts of Christ, read Ephesians, Colossians, read into some of those things, and you're letting Christ wash you with the truth. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, a glorious company of people, glorious in his love and care. That's his plan for you, plan for me. That he has us so sorted out that he has us glory. He presents us to himself. He presents his beautiful work in us to himself. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Glorious in his love and care. We're just coming to the close now. Verse 29, Christ in his love nourishes and cherishes his body, the church. That's you and me. Nourishes, that means he feeds me. He trains me up to maturity. That's what it means. He cherishes me. That word means that he softens us by his warmth. When you come to Christ, you're coming to the warmest, most beautiful, secure place. See, Jesus said over Jerusalem, he said, I longed to gather you as a hen gathers chicks. I mean, we're talking very, very tender love. We're talking held very close to Christ in the most difficult of situations. Is it wonderful? These are all expressions of the Holy Spirit to explain this amazing love of Christ. So Christ is looking to continually give to you and to me, and my part is to actively receive what he's giving. Can you see it? It's not automatic. It's all freely given. So you have to come and say, Lord, I'm receiving your nourishment of me. I'm receiving your cherishing of me. I'm receiving your love right now. I'm receiving your steadiness. I'm receiving your security. Can you see it? This is what prayer is. You receiving from Christ, worshiping him and receiving what's already freely on offer from him. Is it wonderful? Praise God. So here's some headings now. The power of Christ's love offers to you. His love offers protection, healing, making whole, and provision. His love looks to give from himself to you. His love looks to draw you apart to himself. His love looks to cleanse you and refresh you and encourage you through his word. His love looks to make you glorious in his love and care. His love looks to have you in the warmth of his love as he trains you and brings you to maturity. Wonderful. It's all real. Oh, it's all real. It's all in Christ Jesus. Here's our scripture again, Ephesians 3:19. To know the excelling love of Christ. To be in active day-to-day living relationship with the excellence of the love of Christ. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Strengthened with power by his Spirit in your inner man. Is it wonderful? Amen. Well, we're going to break bread now, and John will lead us here. And we're going to receive from the love of Christ right now. Young children, young people here, you can receive from the love of Christ here today for you. Amen.
Thanks, John. Let's stay focused on that which we've just heard as the servers come forward.